15, section 1. And the big idea here is that people form governments, of course, to preserve order, provide security, and accomplish common goals. And really, in this chapter, we're going to be looking at this at the very specific local level. And so a few terms. Lesson number one, county. You know, county is one of the most local forms of government that we have. And so the county seat we're right next to here is Hendersonville. County ordinances, what does it mean to form a charter, or even home rule? So the reason it's so important to understand local government is this is the group that you're likely to interact with the most. As your teacher, I am a representative of our local government. So you've met your Henderson County local government on the daily. So local laws versus state laws. First off, local governments are created by the state. So when Henderson County incorporated, they applied to become a local government from the state of North Carolina. And so there are two basic types of local governments. And this was an answer to the first question there. First off, there are counties. Counties are the largest territorial political subdivision of a state. So there are X amount of counties that make up together the state of North Carolina. But then you can zoom in even further and look at municipalities. So with counties, once more, these are the largest territorial subdivisions of a state. Each county has a county seat. The county seat in Henderson County is obviously Hendersonville. And the county seat is where the courthouse is located. It's right on Main Street. And even though Henderson County is a large place, this is where the county judge presides over any case from Edneyville to Canoga is going to be heard in Hendersonville. North Carolina has exactly 100 counties. I don't know if it was planned that way or if it just worked out. Not every state has exactly 100, but we do. Next is municipalities. Municipality is either a city, such as the city of Hendersonville, a town, like the town of Flat Rock, or even a village. A village is perhaps the most loosely organized form of local government. For example, I grew up in what could be considered a village. It was called Coker Creek, Tennessee. There is an actual Coker Creek village. We didn't have a local police department. You know, even Laurel Park has a Laurel Park little police department, right? We didn't. We had a constable. It was basically someone who worked another job that we were supposed to call if there was an emergency. I think they had like CPR training, and that was about as far as they went. So we had a constable and nothing else. There was no mayor of Coker Creek. We were just a village, a loosely organized municipality. Okay, so that's municipalities. What roles do each play? So when it comes to a county, there is a legislative, executive, and even judicial branch within the government. There is county commissioners, there is the local judge, and of course there's Henderson County Sheriff's Department would be kind of the enforcement arm. Counties can raise money through local taxes, and it is the county that decides how to spend the lion's share of our public funds. It was Henderson County that decided to build this school. It was Henderson County that decides about the local stipends for teacher pay. It's Henderson County that decided to get that Chromebook cart for you guys. And Henderson County can also pass ordinances. An ordinance is a law, usually, of a city or a county. So once more, an ordinance is basically a law. It cannot contradict an existing state law, but Henderson County does have particular laws that are specific to them. Now, the General Assembly, which is the legislative body of the state of North Carolina, created North Carolina's local government, and they have the authority to decide what responsibilities each local government has. Secondly, we'll zoom in even further. Municipalities. So the municipality of Hendersonville, the municipality of Flat Rock or Edneyville, etc. What does that mean? So there are more than 540 cities in the state of North Carolina. Each of these cities, but there are also towns and villages. Again, those are different designations. Each of them have been incorporated. And so if something has been incorporated, that means that it has received a state charter, that the state officially recognizes the government of that locality. There are parts of this county that are unincorporated. For example, the community of Crab Creek is unincorporated. There is no local government of Crab Creek. They are just part of the larger Henderson County. However, the town or village, whatever Flat Rock calls themselves, has been incorporated. They have received an official charter, and their charter has been recognized by Henderson County. A charter is a written document which grants land and the authority to set up a government. And it functions in the same way as a corporation's charter does. So the charter is the official recognition from the local governing body that this government has the right to form and to pass certain ordinances. Now, someday, let's say you live in Crab Creek. It's nice, it's quiet out there. It's where DuPont is, it's beautiful. It's near where I live. And I'm not terribly concerned with Crab Creek being incorporated because I feel like the larger county government serves our purpose as well. But let's say that our population really takes off. We go from a little farming community called Little River to suddenly bigger buildings, larger population, and complications arise where we may need more services than just what the county itself can provide, in which case we may decide to incorporate, to come together and talk about a local charter that would give us together certain rights and responsibilities. Okay, now some municipalities have what is called a home rule authority. Now, home rule authority means, essentially, that we can write our own charter. We can decide how we want to live and organize. We can choose our own form of government, and we can largely manage our own affairs. For example, even smaller than the community of Crab Creek, I live in the subdivision of Colton's Way. There are about 6 homes on Colton's Way that are a part of our subdivision. And since we live on a gravel road and we're in the middle of nowhere, it's a private road, so we take care of its maintenance. We as a community handle the maintenance of Colton's Way. And because of that, we had to come to some formal agreements. My wife is the treasurer of our little subdivision, and we collect money from every family, and we use that money to manage the road. So I guess I am the local government of, or she is the local government of our little community. And basically we manage our own affairs. How we decide to do the road is our own business. How we decide to make any changes about the housing charter, you know, do you want a blue house versus a red one? Again, we make those decisions locally. Now, cities can expand. You know, let's say that Henderson County really takes off. It's growing right now, but let's say that it continues to grow. That could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. Whatever it is, it's going to get more complicated. Henderson County may need more room. You know, for example, let's say that the town of Laurel Park is just becoming so huge that it would make more sense to be absorbed into Hendersonville. And so then the town of Hendersonville would absorb the community of Laurel Park, which would now be within the city limits. That's called annexation. That's the process of bringing previously unincorporated land into an existing municipality. Each municipality elects its own governing board. Each municipality elects its own governing board. So, if you are a resident of the city limits of Hendersonville, you have the right to elect the mayor of Hendersonville. If you live in Edneyville, you don't have anything to do with that election, which is why when I go to vote, I go to the Little River Community Center. When you go to vote, you may go to Hendersonville. When you go to vote, you may go to Edneyville. You may go to wherever. Now, the reason that's important is because wherever your polling place is going to have the ballot specific to where you live. If you're in Hendersonville, you'll vote on the mayor. Me, I don't vote on the mayor. I'm just across the line in Transylvania, so I vote for the Transylvania School Board, county commissioners, etc. I don't actually get to vote for any of these. Now, some counties use what's called a professional manager. This is someone that's hired. In fact, I know for a fact Transylvania County uses a professional manager. They're not elected, they are hired by the county commissioners. And they are basically the enforcement arm, the executor of that county. Now, the elections themselves of whatever governing board is democratically elected, which in our case is the county commissioners, that governing board may be a district. It may be called at large. At large is a formal term referring to the election for an area as a whole, maybe even statewide. Or then finally, it could be a combination of local or statewide. Now, most municipalities in North Carolina have a mayor. There is probably a mayor of Flat Rock. There is probably a mayor of Edneyville. There is certainly a mayor of Hendersonville. North Carolina mayors are not necessarily responsible for administering their municipal government. For example, in Henderson County, there is a council manager system. That is the county commissioners. So the county commissioners approved the extra funding necessary to get you those Chromebooks. The county commissioners approved the extra funding to erect this building. The mayor of Hendersonville doesn't have to make those types of decisions. One better than the other, it kind of depends on the size and population of each county. 14, Section 2. And the big idea is that people form governments for the purpose of establishing order, providing security, and of course to accomplish some common goals. And so, very simply today, at what sorts of things local governments do. For example, public policy, but even we'll hopefully see what a special district means. So one of the big questions that we'll look at first is, should county services supersede municipal? So what role should local municipal services have? So in regards to governance, the county, and in our case Henderson County, is the largest territorial and political subdivision of a state. All right, so of these 100 counties that North Carolina has, these governments within set local public policy. Now, public policy means that it is the course of action the government takes in response to an issue or problem. So, for example, we've had the local issue of safety in our schools, a number of threats, and so our county is trying to respond as best they can by establishing public policy. You know, what does that mean in terms of safety? Well, you know, we've been asked to start locking our doors. We've been asked to start wearing our ID badges. I'll have mine tomorrow. And we've been asked to do a number of things related to school safety. And so that's all in response to public policy that our county has set. Our county also has the responsibility to carry out certain state guidelines and laws. And so sometimes policy comes from Henderson County. Sometimes it comes all the way down from the state. So, for example, in regards to standardized testing, that's a state decision. Henderson County has been told, here's the test you have to use, here's the timeline you have to administer that test within, and Henderson County public schools have little say in how that is carried out. But nonetheless, our county is governed by a board of commissioners who we have a representative of coming to talk to us soon. And so what does that mean? Well, there may be as few as three in very small counties, and in very large counties, there may be as many as 11 of these county commissioners. They serve terms of either 2 or 4 years, depending on what that county has decided. There's also a chairperson of the Board of Commissioners who acts as a de facto executive. They lead the meetings, they administer any of the policies that the board decides on, and they are in a way the face of that Board of Commissioners. Okay, so the Board of the County Commissioners has general responsibilities in regards to policies that the county establishes. Some of these boards are independent, and they are actually created by the North Carolina General Assembly, that is the state legislative body, and they have the job of overseeing specific services that the state would require. And so these would be sent to us by the state of North Carolina. So there's another distinction in terms of public education. Henderson County's is simple. We have Henderson County Public Schools. Buncombe County is a much larger county in terms of population, and so they actually have two public school districts within. A public school district is called an LEA, a local education administration. And LEAs are the school systems. So for example, Asheville has Buncombe County Public Schools. They also have Asheville City Schools. And so in terms of LEAs, there are 116 local education authorities, and each of these have their own board of education. So example, we have a representative from our board of education coming to talk to us soon, and they represent Henderson County Public Schools, and they also set many of the policies that affect us. And so when they come, I encourage you guys to have education-specific questions ready for them, and we'll talk more about that later. So there are actually more LEAs than there are counties, because there's only 100 counties, because in each of these states' counties, some, again, have very large cities. So there's Charlotte-Mecklenburg Public Schools, and then there's also the larger county LEA. So the next question, are county governments more independent, or are they simply extensions of state government? So to what degree do these groups operate independently? So what can they do on their own? And then finally, can they do anything on their own? So next, the state of North Carolina provides county governments with a variety of structures. So some of this stuff is set up at the state level in terms of how Henderson County has to organize. Most counties use a professional manager. That is someone that is hired from within. Their resumes and applications are often posted publicly, and there is a time allowed for public comments, but ultimately it's the county commissioners that choose this person. County managers usually run several different departments within. For example, county managers are often responsible for encouraging businesses to relocate to our county and helping with economic development. And so once more, that is a job picked by someone who's not running for election, but rather chosen internally. So departments that might not report through a county manager. The Register of Deeds. This person handles property ownership in Henderson County. So if your folks own their house, That is filed through the Register of Deeds at the courthouse in Hendersonville. There are also other independent boards that might not be managed through the local county manager. But probably the most recognizable of these departments that don't go through a county manager is the Sheriff's Department. So Henderson County Sheriff's Department, which we have a representative coming to talk to us soon, reports to the sheriff, who is a democratically elected official, who is running for re-election in November. And there is someone running against him. And so educate yourself about both parties. So as an elected official, the sheriff of Henderson County is in charge of all law enforcement within Henderson County. They oversee the county jail. They administer any court decisions that are handed down by the local magistrate or the judge in the courthouse. They're the ones responsible for the SROs that we have here on campus. They're not managed through Henderson County Public Schools. They are hired and fired and chosen and located and placed by Henderson County Sheriff's Department. Once more, which is not overseen by the county manager. There are also special districts. A special district is a unit of government that deals with a specific function. It may be education. That may be water supply. It may even be transportation. For example, within Buncombe County, with a very large population, a lot of thought is put into how to move people safely and efficiently from one place to another. And that is, in fact, an entire department that you could go and major in civil engineering and you could work for. Chapter 14, Section 3. And the big idea is that there are political and economic institutions that have evolved to help individuals and groups accomplish their goals. So a big part of a purpose of the government ultimately is to provide order and stability and to collect and pool resources to do things that we couldn't do individually. And so how do we pay for those things? Partly, one thing that we need to understand is that the state of North Carolina is required now by law to maintain a balanced budget, and most counties are as well. So that's one of the big key content-related things that we'll be talking about. You'll also hear the words revise, convince, and portion. So the first question is, should the state be allowed to borrow money if there's a budget shortfall? And this is a really contentious issue. I've seen fellow co-workers lose their jobs because of shortfalls of budgets that were going to make their position impossible to pay for, and so they had to cut staffing in various places around county offices because they are not allowed to go into debt to make up budget shortfalls. So how is the state budget process decided upon? How is the local budget process decided upon? First off, there are two parts of the budget. Number one, revenue, that is money coming in. Revenue, once more, is money coming in, and that can be through taxes, that can be from donations, that can even be from profits related to businesses that government may or may not own. Secondly, are expenditures. Expenditures are the items in which the government spends money on or plans to spend money on, and the amount of that money. So, two things in regards to budget, that is the money coming in, revenue, and the money going out, expenditures. So in North Carolina, all state and local governments use July 1st through June 30th of the next year as their fiscal year. So every summer, as of July 1st, Henderson County's Board of Commissioners approve the budget for the next year, which will then run until the end of June of 2019. At the state level, the General Assembly, that is the elected legislature, adopts a biennial, meaning two-year budget, in each odd-numbered year. So, for example, we're still operating off of the budget that the General Assembly approved last year, which will run until June 30th of 2019. So, how does a budget get passed? Well, number one, the governor is required, and our current governor is Roy Cooper, is required to present the budget to the General Assembly. Now, the budget he presents by law has to be balanced. Now, balanced means that expenditures do not exceed revenue, that we cannot spend more money than we are making in that given year. Meanwhile, the General Assembly studies that budget. They suggest any changes, and I would imagine this process has become more contentious because now the governor is a Democrat and the General Assembly is controlled by the Republican Party. So the two are going to argue over the details. They will revise it. They will eventually send back the revised budget to the governor. And assuming the two parties have come to a compromise, they will pass the budget. And this encompasses all the money that goes to all the counties and schools and sheriff's departments and public utilities departments, etc. Okay, so what do we spend this money on? The largest budget item in the state of North Carolina are the public schools. Close second is transportation. Some states spend more on transportation, some spend more on schools, but these are typically the two largest budget items in addition to health and human services. In fact, did you know that the largest employers in this county are number one, the schools, Henderson County Public Schools, largest employer in the county. Number two, any guesses?
Public transportation.
Health and human services. The hospitals are the second largest employer in Henderson County. So schools, hospitals also happen to be two of the biggest expenditures of the state of North Carolina. And so what pays for this? Well, North Carolina has a state income tax, and that provides half of all the revenue that the state of North Carolina generates. Now, in a good year, the state is going to take in more money than they need. That's called a budget surplus. And they have two choices, and it's a good problem to have. They can either save that money, or they can spend that money. You know, maybe they want to create some new jobs. Maybe they want to build some new buildings, allocate more money for transportation, or whatever it is. However they decide to spend that money to the General Assembly and the governor. Now, of course, North Carolina is not allowed by law to borrow money for operating expenses. That means for the day-to-day, my salary is paid for out of the balanced budget. There's a catch, though. The building that we are sitting in right now costs an awful lot of money, and we're very grateful for it. That may not necessarily have been money that the state had at the time being. I mean, this building might have cost as much as $15 million. And the state didn't just have that money laying around. By law, they are allowed to borrow money for capital projects, such as this one. And that's allowed by law because borrowing money for capital projects is a rather normal part of any business or government. In fact, in most cases, that's considered good debt, like a home loan or a mortgage. Now, should the state governments be allowed to save money, or should it always go back to the taxpayer? And that's a question that's caused a bit of controversy. Different parties have different philosophies on that. Secondly, how about local governments? really, Henderson County works in very much the same way as the state, just a more concentrated version. Local governments are required to pass a balanced budget by the beginning of each fiscal year, which once more is July 1st. Local expenditures include utilities, public safety, our schools, and human services. So once more, these are the biggest items that Henderson County Board of Commissioners have to decide to spend money on. So utilities are things like water and power, public safety, fire, police, emergency services, education, Henderson County Public Schools, and then finally human services. Sources of revenue at the local level. This is where Henderson County gets the money it needs to operate. Some of that comes from utility user fees. That is, if any of you utilize public utilities, such as electricity, such as water, garbage, sewage, those are public utilities. Those cost money, and that money goes to Henderson County. Next is property taxes. If you own property, like your parents own a house, then that property will require the payment of a tax each year, and that tax goes directly to Henderson County for the services that you use. Sales tax, anytime you buy gas, go to the grocery store, go to Walmart, Best Buy, anything that you buy in Henderson County has a sales tax attached to it. Any of those tourists who come into Henderson County are buying things and spending money, and that sales tax goes back to Henderson County. So one of the big reasons that we have the nice things that we do, like this new building, is because we have a large influx of traffic each year, starting with tourist season. Thanks to the revenue collected from their sales taxes, our county does a lot better than most others. And then finally, intergovernmental revenue. And that's money that comes from the state or the federal government. Okay, so the question is, should local utilities or local governments own utilities, or would the utilities be better off privately owned? So right now, Duke Energy probably provides most of the electricity for you guys. There's also Haywood Electric. There's also another small one I can't remember. And those are privately owned. So right now in Henderson County, we don't have publicly provided electricity, but we do have publicly provided water if you live in the city limits, sewage if you live in the city limits, or even garbage collection.